Hello and welcome to episode 36 of This Week in Seattle Rock. I'm your host, Christopher Walken. Say, have you met my friends, Cryptonesia? From the Floor Up by Burlington's Cryptonesia. Song made his podcast song debut. You can catch them Tuesday the 3rd at the El Corazon in Seattle. They're going to be playing along The 69 Eyes, The Crowned, Sumo Sayo? Damn, I don't know how to pronounce that. And Wednesday 13, again, Tuesday the 3rd at El Corazon in Seattle. Hello and welcome once again to This Week in Seattle Rock. This is episode 36. Sorry, could not have an episode ready for you folks last week as time beat the shit out of me. I couldn't get things done, unfortunately. I apologize. So we just postponed it and made episode 36 an extra special week. Yay. With nothing really extra special about it. But what is extra special this week that couldn't happen last week, Justin and Marcy are back.
Yay!
Hey, kids, how you been? So, haven't had contact with you personally, one-on-one, touchy-feely contact, for a couple weeks. What you been up to?
We hit up at least one show. We went to Aurora Borealis and saw White Only in the Wreckage, end of May, my favorite band, Woodshed. Got to check out their new bass player, Nick. It was a good show. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I missed out. It's all the way up in Shoreline. Shoreline? No.
Yeah, Shoreline, in between. It's up there.
Yes.
It's North Seattle.
I've never been. But
it's a nice club.
It was just a night where I had too many little things going on. And on top of trying to get the podcast done, and I couldn't get it done. So now I kind of wish I could have went to the show. So, yay.
Yay.
last night, I was able to go see album release party for the National Guard, Nick Pollock's current band. Also saw Old Lady Litterbug, a band from the way back days. They hadn't played together since 1998.
Wow.
It's a band I knew of, and I've heard a couple songs of theirs at least. But I think they only put out the one album.
I was seven.
They kicked ass though. It was a kid. They opened up the show. I can't remember lead singer's name, but he said he had 102 temperature.
Ooh. Oof.
Yeah.
That's one way to break your...
had a little bit of a Layne Staley sound tone to the voice, which was really kind of cool, which I don't remember back then. So I'm kind of... But they kicked ass. It was fun. It was really fun. But yeah, then I saw Glenn and Zach Malang and a couple other local musicians put together a little quick all-star band to play some cover tunes.
Yeah.
Nice.
All those nice early FM... hard rock tunes from the day. They played some, oh God, they played My Sharona. They played Robin Trower, the Eagle song. I can't remember what it's called now. But yeah, it was just so much fun.
And at the Croc, no less.
Yeah, at the Croc. It was good fun.
Well, tomorrow we're all going to be together at William Duvall. Triple Door. Yeah. So that'll be interesting.
The Triple Door just has that aura of having a very special feel to it.
As soon as you walk in, it's just like, oh, this is different.
You go in nicer. And you think, oh, I feel I should be wearing underwear.
Or a button-up shirt, whatever. That's cool.
Buttons. I mean,
I never wear underwear.
Shirts don't have buttons. What do you mean?
Well, hopefully this sounds good in that VIP booth. I've never been in it. I don't know.
Fancy.
Yeah,
but
it's fancy.
Our pinkies don't have to be up.
No. It'll be extended as I drink my ice water because I can't afford everything else there. Well, we will be having fun tomorrow. And as a side note, I need to take a little time and give a public apology to Knee High Stripes. And I will sit prone in front of them and ask for their forgiveness to both Cindy and Kurt of Knee High Stripes. Early December, Cindy reached out to me about making a best of 2019 list of local bands for Knee High Stripes, and they wanted to do a special podcast for that. I said, oh, yeah, cool. At that time, I remember thinking it's kind of late in the year to kind of do that kind of thing. I know it's kind of, I mean, because I know these things need to be edited, time to set up. And we had a little bit of a logistical issue trying to get together. We finally did get together. Unfortunate thing is we decided to try the Croc out. My thought was they had those high booths, a little bit of privacy. But we get there, but they're just blaring music. And it's like, I'm just listening. I'm like, oh, what? Okay. But I know when I submit my vocals in for processing, it cuts down hums, background noise.
My cats.
Sometimes the dogs. And I was hoping he would take at least some of that noise away. And Cindy even went up to them and asked if they can turn down the music back in the corner that we were at. They couldn't. At least that's what they told her. So we soldiered on. They had great information. It was fun. They picked their top 10 bands of 2019. So then it was up to me to find time to process it, edit it, and all that good stuff. So the first thing to do is cut it down a little bit, get rid of some of the chaff. Not a whole lot, because it was very discussionary. And though Kurt and Cindy were very, very professional about having it roll along and with a good feel. Then after I sent it up for processing and got it back, it didn't sound like it changed at all. In fact, so much so that I thought, oh, I must have done something wrong. So I sent it back in for processing and the same thing.
Wow.
So I've reached out to people and I've got some answers that, or actually I got some responses, but none of them had worked. So that's one of the reasons you haven't heard this Knee-High Stripes Best of 2019 episode, but I think I'm going to do my best to hammer it out this weekend and submit it, put it out as a special episode with all the background noise, in hopes that you will listen and hopefully you can hear the information, the great information that Cindy and Kurt have provided, and their choices for Knee-High Stripes top 10. So, and we also, it'll be a full slate of bands. We're going to be able to play each band in their list. Got those permissions. So I'm sorry, Kurt. Sorry, Cindy. Sorry, Knee-High Stripes. And I apologize to the fans, too, because this is something I wanted to get out, but the processing and being able, I didn't have an episode last week because I couldn't process and this Week in Seattle Rock episode. Not trying to make excuses. Yeah, we're going to try and hammer out, actually, this Knee-High Stripes episode and another episode I got to probably try and get out by next weekend.
You're going to be a busy boy.
Oh, God. I'm busy enough as it is. I can't do this shit in 3 days. But
yay!
I am going to do it. I'm going to drink fucking coffee. They still don't sell no-dos? Because no. It has ephedrine in it, right?
Yeah.
I remember playing football on that shit. I would pound the hell out of people.
Check the convenience stores.
I don't think that shit's legal anymore.
I was thinking the same thing. I remember how it used to make me feel when I was playing football. I was like,
yep.
And I was like, every breath was like, oh, your first breath on air on earth. You're just breathing.
Kind of sounds like you're talking about something else.
But dude, it was like Coke. I'm telling you what.
Excuse me.
Anywho. So, hey, thank you for tuning in, listening to my little diatribe. My apologies. This Week in Seattle Rock, we're all about encouraging you to become part of the rock economy. Go out and see your local live shows in your area. We play everything from bands from Spokane to Aberdeen and all the way up to Bellingham, all the way down to Vancouver. We cover the whole state of Washington. We use Seattle because it's kind of like a touchstone word for people who are looking for music and hopefully Seattle sounds. By going out and seeing live music, you're helping us keep our venues alive. Go out, buy a burger, buy a soda, buy a beer, help them stay in business. You're also putting money in the band's pockets so they can give us more music, because every one of these bands operates as its own little business. It's not like these guys take the money and they take it home. They'll split it up amongst themselves, but there's money that goes back into the business of being a band.
Merch. Buy their merch.
Buy merch, and like what I tried to do last night, but Nick wouldn't take my money, you mother scratcher. I like to flip the merch booth $10 to $20 because I listen to the stream and the bands don't get paid well via stream. They're basically giving their music out for free when they put it out on the stream. So consider that when you appreciate a band a lot, and there's a lot of bands out here to appreciate, that's for sure. We're so rich in the music scene. But anyway, maybe I should introduce the next show. Maybe, if I'm prepared, but I'm not. So let's do it this way. Continuing on Tuesday the 3rd at the Kraken Bar Lounge in Seattle. Up there, you can see the Vaticunts, the Cryptics, and this band, Seattle's Burn, Burn, Burn. This is their song, Catharsis Now.
Catharsis Now from Seattle's Burn, Burn, Burn. You can catch him on Tuesday the 3rd at the Kraken Bar and Lounge with the Vaticants and the Cryptics. Also on the 3rd, over at Chop Suey in Seattle, you can check out Revel, Intrinsic Factor, and this band from Seattle, Beast Folk. Here's their song, Thieves. Slim.
Dr. Slim. Paige and Dr. Slim. Paige and Dr. Slim. Paige and Dr. Slim. He's not there.
And that was the song Thieves by Beast Folk, playing Tuesday the 3rd at Chop Suey in Seattle. On Wednesday the 4th at Substation in Ballard, you can catch Blackwater, Holy Light, and Witch Raper. And their song coming up is SLU, The Hive. We'll be right back.
SLU The Hive from Seattle's Witch Ripper. You can see them playing along with Blackwater Holy Light Wednesday the 4th at the substation in Ballard. We're going to flip the calendar over to Thursday the 5th and go on over to the Sunset in Seattle for the All the Real Girls album release party. There you can see Amanda Winterhalter opening up the night. Temple Canyon will be playing next. And then, of course, finally, there will be All the Real Girls. You can go up there and celebrate the release of Movie Star Handsome, which is a brand new record from All the Real Girls. And this is not a song from that album, since I wasn't able to get a hold of Real Girls, All the Real Girls. But we're going to start off this double shot with Temple Canyon and their song Desire.
Thank you. first train that left today. You were up all night when you thought to pray, and the Lord, he had himself some nice to say as the bricks and mortars dissolve.
Podcast song debut of Elk City from All the Real Girls. Go check out their album release party at the Sunset on the 5th in Seattle, along with Amanda Winterhalter in Temple Canyon. On Thursday the 5th, at Barboza in Capitol Hill, you can catch Iris Drive, Deify, and Marshall Hallstrom. Up next is If I by Iris Drive out of Seattle.
And if I'll bring you beside me through days and through nights. You can tell I'm just as I seem, all wrapped up and tied at the seams. I'm all that you need. You're all that I need. If I can show a place deep inside me that nobody knows, then I will go to the place where I'm broken and open that door. And I'll stand tall. I'm just as I seem, all wrapped up and tied at the seams. I'm all that you need. You're all that I need.
Disrupting the peace, and I feel when you think.
podcast song debut, Silent Killer of DFI, playing Thursday the 5th at Barbosa's Capitol Hill, along with Irish Drive and Marshall Hallstorm.
I'm glad you could say all those better than me, because I really bummed. My words
are not
getting...
listening.
My words are not cooperating tonight.
Well, continuing on to Friday the 6th at the Southgate Roller Rink in White Center. Hey, they're having the Butt Prom Mach 2. It's the second annual Butt Prom, I was told.
In that, second they, anal?
Hey, whatever happens to the Butt Prom stays at the Butt Prom. They have six bands playing that night. That night you will see Animist, Hellbat, Crazy Eyes, Artemis, Weep Wave, and Action S. We're going to play three of these bands. Let's start off with Hellbat's Citadel.
When the ghosts know all the names to call you.
And you just heard Menace from Action S. And before that, you heard the podcast song debut of Ghost Boy by Crazy Eyes. You can catch them, along with Hellbat and several other great bands, on Friday the 6th at the Southgate Roller Rink and White Center for their Butt Prom Mock 2.
That was my mock.
Oh, okay. Well, if you are not available to go to that, how about heading over to the Lucky Liquor in Tukwila, Friday the 6th? You can catch some great bands there, too. Here's one of them. Here is the podcast song debut, Letter from Craptastica.
Give you a call, see how you're feeling. I know the news that left you reeling. Stay with me, I won't turn away. I will hold your hand. All of the words I wanted to tell you, gonna write them in a letter, mail it to you. When it comes, will you read the letter? Will you hold my hand? When can I call you? Is it bad that I'm kinda happy he's moved on? 'Cause you didn't belong together. When we were young, I'd be knocking on your door, giving you a call, making you a mixtape. But now I'm writing you this letter just to tell you that I'm thinking maybe I'd be better for you. I've always loved you, yeah, I think you know this. If somebody caused you sadness, I won't treat you the way you used to. 'Cause I realize you're the only one for me. Some things like to know for sure. I know it's right, 'cause nothing feels quite like this. It must be right, 'cause nothing feels quite like this. Thinking about your kiss, your kiss, your kiss.
On the outside when you're feeling good, the monster that's been revealing, party
That was Seattle's Furniture Girls making their podcast artist debut with their song Daywalker. Before that, you heard Seattle's Craptastica making their podcast song debut with the song Letter. You can catch them along with the Mercy Ray at the Lucky Liquor in Tukwila Friday the 6th. Also on Friday the 6th, you can go up to the Tractor Tavern in Ballard and see a four set of bands. You can see the Berries, BD and the Sheiks, the Yes Masters, and this band, Seattle's Biblioteca. This is their song, Raspberry Jelly.
Still feel like I need
was Raspberry Jelly by Biblioteca. You can catch them at the Tractor Tavern in Ballard on Friday the 6th with The Berries, BD and the Sheiks, and the Yes Masters. Friday the 6th at Mirage Garage. You know where that is?
No.
Ask Punk. You can catch Hurry Up Snufkin, Power Strip, Gasalt, and you can catch Nicole from the Black Ends. And here's their song, Sell Out. By the Black Ends, playing Friday the 6th at Mirage Garage, along with Hurry Up Snufkin, Power Strip, and Gasalt. And then also that night, Friday the 6th, at Kraken Bar and Lounge in the University District, you can catch Goodbye Viking, Year of the Fist, and with their podcast song debut, Bugs, and here's their songs, Not Feeling It.
wake up in the morning not feeling it.
And that was a podcast song debut from The Bugs, Not Feeling It. You can catch them on Friday the 6th at the Kraken Bar and Lounge in the U District. They're playing with Goodbye Viking and Year of the Fist. On Saturday the 7th, you can head over to Louis G's in Fife, where you can catch a triple shot of some great Pacific Northwest bands, Watch Your Own Burn, Seed, and Drastic Down. Starting off this block, you've got Watch Your Own Burn with Motley.
Walking on. chains can hold me down. I'm come alive in a neon light. Can't make me quit. There's something in my blood. Twisted mind from deep inside. Get up. Get a grip on the action. From day to day, cause I feel my life's unreal. Voices scream, leave my fears behind. I'm running wild to nowhere. Let's get up, get a grip on the action. Let's get up, get a grip on the action.
And that was a podcast song debut, Get a Grip, from the band Drastic Down. You can catch them at Luigi's and Fife on the 7th, playing with Watch Rome Burn, and Seed, which you also heard before that, with Art Time.
From Fife to Seattle on Saturday the 7th, you can go up to the Funhouse and see four bands. You can catch Old Dirty Buzzard, Old Iron, Death Cave, and this band, Year of the Cobra, out of Seattle. Now, they have more current songs than this. In fact, they're on tour currently in support of the newest album, but those recordings are owned by the record company, so we can't play those songs. Year of the Cobra happens to own the recording rights to their first album, so we're playing a song off that album. This is a song making its podcast song debut. It is Descent.
was the podcast song debut, The Descent by Year of the Cobra. You can catch them Saturday the 7th at the Funhouse with the old guys, you know, Old Dirty Buzzard, Old Iron, Death Cave. Also that night at the High Dive in Fremont, you can catch Brass Monkeys, a Beastie Boys tribute. And then Astor House. It's a live video shoot that night.
Nice.
Yeah. Here's their song, Cartoon Violence.
And all I can think of is boing, ding, dong, dong, conk, conk, conk. That's all I can think of.
Christ invented the TV, so thank you, sir, for everything that's wrong with me. Images of rape can't get to sleep, and the national news breathing down my nervous neck. Under the tin for the American dream. Love you. TV. So thank you so much. To sleep in the national news, breathing down my nerves and nerves. It's not a big thing, but I am. It's my own. Got to fight it. Got to fight it. It's repulsive, I know. But you can't get enough.
Was Cartoon Violence from Astor House. They're going to be playing at the High Dive in Fremont and doing a live video shoot. Maybe you'll be in the video. Gotta show up. They'll be playing with Brass Monkeys, a Beastie Boys tribute. Also on Saturday the 7th at Tim's Tavern in Greenwood, Catalyst, One Step From Everywhere, The Slags, and this band from Seattle, The Howling West. Here's their song, Lion's Den.
We'll be right back.
was Seattle's The Howling West with their live demo of their song Lion's Den. Catch them with Catalyst, One Step From Everywhere, and The Slags Saturday the 7th at Tim's Tavern in Greenwood. Down in Tacoma Saturday the 7th at the Alma Mater, they got a big event of seven bands going on. It's Kids on Fire. Ancestors of God. Glenn.
Not canon.
Lo There. The Fucking Eagles.
What?
What?
Mirror Glass. And Tacoma's Hilltop Rats. This is their song, Beating the Odds. Beating the Odds from Tacoma's Hilltop Rats. You can see them playing down south in Tacoma at the Alma Mater Saturday at 7th, along with Kids on Fire, Ancestors of God, Glenn,
not canon,
Lo There, The Fucking Eagles, and Mirror Glass. For seven bands, who knows how much you're going to pay? What, $20 probably?
Seven bands, $20? That's a hell of a deal.
At the most.
It's probably not even $20.
Probably not. It's the Alma Mater in Tacoma. So now that we're talking about the Hilltop Rats playing at the Alma Mater, this is a good time to introduce you to the Grit City Podcast done by our friend Justin and friends. The Grit City Podcast is a podcast all about the South Sound based out of Tacoma. And they talk about things South Sound related. And Justin hit me up and said, hey, you want to do a little crossover promotion for our podcast? And I'm more than happy to, because the Grit City Podcast is a good podcast with friends, professionally done. And what we're going to do is supply Justin with South Sound bands to play during his podcast. So this week in Seattle Rock and the Grit City Podcast are going to highlight the Hilltop Rats out of Tacoma. So yeah, give the Grit City Podcast a listen and see what you can learn about the South End. They'll give you some great insights about the South Sound, along with some interviews of people that are in and around and support the South Sound. this week they had an interview with, what's her name?
Allison Needles from the Tacoma News Tribune. Yeah, and I have to say, Justin's another good, a good friend of mine. He's got the best name in the world, I have to say. But yeah, you know Justin. We all know Justin, the Rev. But it's Justin. It's a wonderful podcast. It just highlights everything that is Tacoma and the South Sound. It's fun. They do everything from News Tribune. Steve's got his drunk history on there. And yes, it's hilarious and fun and in depth. It's everything, you know.
Definitely worth checking out.
Oh, it's a lot of fun.
They've talked to a fella that's a flat earther specialist or author. I can't remember. That was really interesting. And of course, that's kind of polarizing. Is it world flat or is it round? They had a Bigfoot.
I was just looking at the Bigfoot. Yeah.
The Bigfoot guide, I think it was. They take people out.
Oh, man. The Honey? Scooters
on Oh, God.
Yeah. I tried to do the same scooters. Thing. I broke my knee.
You did not.
I did. I broke my knee.
Full on real?
Yes.
Fuck, you broke your knee too?
Yes, on one of those stupid Lime scooters.
So yeah, they the Grit City podcast did a tour of Tacoma bars. They called the Boot to Boot, and they rode Lime scooters.
I tried to recreate it.
They rode Lime scooters as a group,
and I didn't wear a helmet. They
from bar to bar. And one of their, I can't remember his name, unfortunately, one of the regulars on the podcast busted his knee.
And I broke mine doing the same thing.
So, yeah, hey, tune in to the Grit City podcast. They are a lot of fun. And Justin, the ball's in your court. Let the Grit City podcast play the Hilltop Rats. So going to a different location for us, on Vashon Island, Saturday the 7th, you can go see Seattle's Low Hums play. And in the Facebook description, it says that we're playing a tiny bar on Vashon Island. Details to come very soon. Two sets, Just Us. And Just Us is the Low Hums. This is a song making its podcast debut. This is The Heat.
That was The Heat making its podcast song debut from the Low Hums. Catch them on Vashon Island. I don't know where yet. Nobody knows yet. Gotta tune in to their Facebook page to find out.
We do know. It's on a tiny bar.
They're playing a tiny bar.
A tiny bar.
Not on the tiny bar. Yes. Well, you know, that might be part of the details. We don't know. Also on Saturday the 7th at Brother Don's Bar and Grill in Bremerton. Yeah. It's Rainy Days Brewers Night at Brother Don's, where you can catch these four bands, Cityscapes, Tony Winters, Dielectric, and Weirdos. Here's Weirdos' song, One More Drink, making its podcast song or artist debut. Nice.
In the love of God.
was Bremerton's Weirdos, making their podcast artist debut with their song One More Drink. Catch them at Brother Don's Bar and Grill in Bremerton Saturday the 7th, at Rainy Days Brewers Night at Brother Don's, along with Cityscapes, Tony Winters, and Die Electric. So here's our highlighted Sunday show. Wake up early, take a shower, wash off Saturday.
Please.
Go to church, put on the good clothes, go to church, put on your nice new corduroy pants.
That your granny got you.
Then after church, go to the underbelly in Pioneer Square.
Hell yeah!
For Psych Sunday 4, Art Rock Lo-Fi.
Sunday.
Post-punk, down temple, the slaying of Leviathan. Get ready for another psychedelic Sunday eargasm at your haven in the Seattle Underground. Live visuals, light show, tracks, fog, magic.
Woo!
There you can catch Hotel Vignette, Mind Beams, and Seattle's Bad Optics. This is a Bad Optics song, Personality Proxy. With Seattle's Bad Optics and their song Personality Proxy. You can catch them with Hotel Vignette and Mind Beams at the Underbelly in Pioneer Square for Psych Sunday 4, of course, Sunday the 8th. Well, thanks for sticking around for 26 bands on this long episode. It seems like the episodes are getting longer and longer. I still haven't got any feedback from anybody with any suggestions. Would two shorter episodes maybe be better for you folks? Do we do like a Monday through Thursday show, then a Friday show, then a Sunday show, or Saturday and Sunday show. Let us know if you have an opinion. Oh, wait, I had an email. I wanted to read an email I got from a listener and a musician. His name is Christopher Shore. Hey there, I'm a big fan of the show, and people sharing the music of their home and friends is one of my best gifts in life. I'm a park ranger in Eastern Washington, and making music for fun is a passion I will never let go of. I wanted to share my newest song with you that I wrote and played all the instruments for. I don't expect to make the podcast, but want to share anyways, just in case. Keep rocking, man. Local music is the heart and soul that keeps young musicians inspired. Well, thank you very much for that great note, Christopher. We don't get a whole lot of emails.
Yeah, Chris, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We know that this podcast is one of many millions, I think, that are out there. I think every person on earth has a podcast or has been involved with one.
So, I mean, we have one.
And so not only is that a fact, we know we are a niche podcast also. Not everybody listens to podcasts or music, but we surely appreciate your listenership and your dedication to the podcast. Here you go. If you hear a song ending out this podcast, I have contacted Christopher, and he's allowed me to play the song. If you don't, he didn't. So hopefully I'll be able to get a hold of Christopher and be able to get this song to edit it into the podcast before the weekend's up. We want to thank you for listening. The name of Christopher's song is Forbidden Fruit. Thank you for tuning in. Check back with us next week. Hopefully we will have an episode 37 ready for you Monday morning. Hit us up at thisweekinseattlerock@gmail.com with an email if you have an email to send in. Give us your opinion. Give us a suggestion, a criticism. We want to hear from you. We know your opinions matter to us. This is as much your podcast as it is ours. You can catch all podcasts from the past, including this one, at thisweekinseattlerock.com. There you can also choose one of, I think it's 12 different podcast platforms, receive the show on when you subscribe. And if you have the opportunity and if your podcast platform allows, go ahead and give us a rating. Everybody asks for 5-star ratings. I guess I'm going to do the same thing. Why would I ask for one? That'd be stupid.
Duh.
Duh. Hit me with your 1-star ratings, you fuckers.
And your shitty reviews.
And don't let your kids listen to this sometimes. It is marked explicit. Thank you for listening. Tune in again. We'll see you. Have a good weekend. Enjoy. Get out and be part of the rock economy. Enjoy some live music. And like we always encourage you to do, we like you to rock on. Thank you, Marcy.
Thank you.
Hi, Justin.
Hi.
Thank you, Justin.
You're welcome.
I'm a dick. I forgot to thank them for being on the show with me.
Hey, listen. Stay tuned, guys. He's got some heaters coming at you real quick. Next couple weeks.
The name of Christopher's song is Forbidden Fruit.